about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams is on.
Okay, I'm on something anyway, right? I'm on something. All right, here I am. Well, at least today I was dancing on the tables. That's right. I was dancing on the tables today. Because, as you probably know, the success that has emanated from the work of our people across America, you good people out there, has resulted in yet another defeat on this legislation known as the DREAM Act that we talked about extensively last night in the Senate, S-2205. And today, a vote to invoke cloture on the DREAM Act was rejected by the Senate, which means it was shelved. And, of course, I noted that my two idiotic, moronic, dumb, retarded, stupid, insane senators from my state voted, of course, for the DREAM Act. That's right. They support it. And here they are, encouraging and giving a green light to aliens to come to this country, come to their state, which is already sapped by high unemployment, high record deficits in the budget, and further debilitate our economic situation, as well as endanger our people. So these two men, Jack Reed, remember that name, Jack the Ripper Reed, and Sheldon Outhouse, he spells it White House, but it's Outhouse. Both of these men are derelict, are traitors to my state and my country. And both of them should be dealt with as such. Now, of course, they're not the only ones. As I said, there were 44 others, or 42 others, actually, 44 in all, who did the unthinkable. And the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, couldn't do it. He couldn't pull it off. He was very disappointed, but he realized that as long as there is this thing called talk radio, which he despises and wants to end, true talk radio, internet freedom, that they cannot get their way all the time. Sometimes, yes, but of late, they've been losing. They haven't been batting a good average. So I'm happy to say that the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, and his other buddy, Jack Reed, spelled differently, but of the same mindless, moldy, mental midget camp, have suffered a defeat. They're not going to quit, we know that. And neither are we. We are not going to let them get away with this. We simply cannot do it. This is a violation of everything that we hold dear and near. It is an act of treachery and deceit and stuffing their own particular coffers. This is the most blatant case of vested interest legislation that I have ever seen in a long time, my friends. It is just unbelievable. It is in your face. Stay tuned. I have an announcement coming up after the break. With more Uncensored Radio Free America, I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Stay with me.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Have you been at the front?
Front? What front?
Why, the war, of course.
What war?
Good heavens! You mean you don't know we've been at war with Germany since 1914?
All right, so here we are back again, and we're not going to spend a lot of time on it right now. We'll have more time to talk about it a little bit later, because we are going to have Jerry Corsi on tonight for just a short time. He's been doing a lot of interviews today and this week, and he, of course, has to board a plane early tomorrow morning. So we're going to have him on at 9:30 Central Time in 20 minutes on the program to discuss this and other dangers of legislation. So if you have a question for Jerry, we're going to limit time because he can only stay a half hour, not 2 hours and not 1 hour, but keep it quick and simple if you have a question or a comment for Dr. Jerry Corsi, the late great USA. And the book has taken off to new depths. It is definitely being read now by more Americans than ever before in the last month or so. And I just hope that when they read it, they'll be motivated to take action. And so it's one thing to be informed, pick up a book and read it. But it's another thing to know how to deal with these scoundrels and these rascals. We literally have to, on a political front, now I'm not discounting in any way the spiritual truth that we need to, as a nation, repent of our sins and get back to Him. First and foremost, set our spiritual house in order. Having said that, I do believe, as a political course of action, when it comes to politics, we can no longer play footsie and Mr. Nice Guy with these congressmen and senators. We have to be firm with them and tell them this vote they voted for disqualifies them to sit in that august body of the Senate. We just can't let them go back. And we have to tell them that the next time this comes up, which will be pretty soon, undoubtedly, or another piece of amnesty legislation should surface, which it will, they either vote no, vote against it, break ranks with their party corrupt leaders like Mr. Reed, Harry Reid, and the rest of them, Jack Reed, or they are going to have to really and truly run for cover, literally and figuratively, when they come back home. Because now people are the American taxpayer, the citizen of the republic, the law-abiding, the people who have built the nation are now suffering as never before, and you ain't seen nothing yet. When it really hits the fan, and it's not their neighbor or the other neighbor down the street that's out of work, but them, or their retirement is not enough anymore, then it will be just about too late. So you see, you cannot allow these criminals, these hypocrites, these liars, and these frauds to get away with it. The party machinery is very strong where I come from. Certainly the Democrats have it all wrapped up, but the Republicans are not much better, save for a couple here and there. They're all politicians, and the only thing you can do is to tell them what they must do to obey the law. Their responsibility to the federal Constitution is a very solemn responsibility. And if they are taking action like this so-called dream bill to circumvent, to abrogate the Constitution, and to endanger our nation, which is what they are doing, then they need to be reminded they have committed an act of treachery. They have violated their oath. And you can't let them get away with that. So when you call, you tell them you will be watching how they vote. You won't just be telling them what they need to do, the right thing, but you'll be watching and taking appropriate action when the time comes. It's too late in the game. So take that to the bank with you, ladies and gentlemen. We have the anti-gun media. And I'm happy to note Alan Gottlieb's new book, America Fights Back, Armed Self-Defense in a Violent Age. He and Dave Workman have, we had him on the program, by the way, Dave Workman, have authored this book, which, of course, has angered many in government and the media. It is becoming, as they say, without too much hype, the most feared book by gun grabbers in government and media. Why? Because when you and other thinking Americans read it, they can kiss their gun ban plans goodbye. Now, this is what I like about the book. In America Fights Back, vivid and real-life stories are portrayed of citizens who were forced, unfortunately, to face the reality of violent confrontation. And Mr. Gottlieb and Dave Workman have provided a very, very up-to-date, meticulous accounting of America's crime problem. They have not shirked in their duty. Now you have the teeth, you see. You have the substance, the meat, to go to bat with. You see? You have the statistics, but you have the real-life cases of people. Now you have a poster child. You know how the media like to create poster children for the homosexuals and for the so-called poor, deprived, illegal aliens and for the poor Jews and for the poor others and minorities, everyone but the poor European-American? Well, this is in their face, ladies and gentlemen. The gun ban lunatics do not want people to know the importance of being armed. Now, as I've said, and as the founding fathers have said repeatedly and often, it's not the hoodlum or thief or criminal on the street that poses the biggest threat to your freedom, your liberty, your property, and your soul. It is the government. It is the government itself, the force, as George Washington called it. When that force, like fire, is not tamed and controlled, it will devour and consume and burn everything in sight. Now we have this international front, this international movement for disarmament. And this, of course, plays right into the hands of this Antichrist system, this one world union of disarmament. And you know all of the armaments of the world are supposed to be handed over. Now, the United States isn't handing over it. Not now. Maybe later. Because George Bush and all these criminals like Dick Cheney are internationalists and globalists. They talk tough. They want to bomb other countries like Iran. But when push comes to shove, they will subjugate, as they already have, American sovereignty to an international tribunal and an international disarmament agency affiliated with the UN. You know, Israel isn't going to disarm. Only they will hold the arms in those last days. But those arms aren't going to do them any good when we see those arms coming right back to earth at full speed in their face. When that time of justice and judgment comes, it's going to be horrific for them. But you see, in the meantime, the goal is to disarm America, because America is the light of the world. And this seed of Abraham, this covenant that was created thousands of years ago, is under attack now as never before. The light of the world. Those who bless the seed of Abraham shall be blessed, and those who curse it shall be cursed. The seed of Abraham today in America, in Europe, is under attack as never before. And I'm afraid to tell you, the truth is, as was foretold by the prophets, that they themselves would abandon their own covenant, their own promise to jump into bed with the children of Cain. And that's what they've done. That's what they're doing, my friends. Can't wait to get in bed with them. Can't wait to surrender and make it politically correct. Oh, we wouldn't dare want to be caught off guard, would we? We wouldn't want to be caught being called names, now would we? Extremists, bigots, super patriots. No. My goodness, that would send shivers down the spine of most so-called patriots. Well, if that's what bothers you, you're not a patriot. If that's what frightens you, you're not an American. If that's what rattles your cage, you're not of the seed of Abraham, my friend. So this book, America Fights Back, I heartily recommend to you as far as the gun issue. Let me get Dave on the program again. It's a very highly recommended book for our listeners. I can't recommend it enough. Just can't do it. So, we'll have Dr. Corsi on in about 12, 14 minutes. And when he comes on, just some quick updating on what is going on, his latest columns and efforts, and his book, of course, as well. And we'll do that for just a half hour. So beware of that time restriction. We don't have a lot of time for long-winded questions, but we do have time for a couple of quick questions, quick points that need to be brought out tonight on the program. And, of course, let me see here. There is much more going on right now as we speak, indeed. Mr. Giuliani, of course, employs a priest accused of molesting teens. We talked about that last night. And we have an alert from Ted Pike. And we will continue in just a few minutes after the break. Stay with me. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be right back in 3 minutes.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
Okay, I'm back now. Rick Adams with you here. And there is so much to talk about. What about Jesus and R.D. Quo? Blasphemy. If a madman sprayed 5 tons of pepper jack cheese on a suburban home, covered the inside of a New York City hotel room with melted mozzarella cheese, or draped 312 pounds of sliced ham on a beautiful four-poster bed, he might rightfully be taken back to the asylum. However, in today's society or modern world, such bizarre creations are actually called art and are taken seriously by the media. Now, there's this character here who is a Canadian-born, Cosimo Cavallaro. He's done some very strange works that now include a life-size sculpture of an entirely nude figure made in chocolate, suspended on an invisible cross. You guessed it, cross. To add insult to injury, the figure meant to be Jesus is surrounded by more traditional depictions, also in the chocolate, of the Blessed Mother and several saints. This display is called LD Quo Chocolate Saints Sweet Jesus, or whatever. I can't even read it, to be honest with you. But it's on display from October 27th through the 24th of November. And it'll be on display at the Proposition Gallery in New York City, in the Chelsea District. This is a blasphemous portrayal of Jesus. And, of course, it is supported by those tolerant people in the media and, of course, the ADL types who believe that this is the sort of thing that constitutes fair game, constitutes art, and it should be financed with taxpayers' money. But apparently this exhibit is going to open now in just about 3 days, and it's going to continue through the 24th of November. It should be there right through Christmas, don't you think? All right, whatever you think of Christmas. I mean, let's face it. I mean, that's the time. Put it on. Well, this is just the beginning of a real deluge, I believe, in these last days that we see upon us, when this sort of thing is going to be considered to be fair game. It's going to be prominent and prevalent. And people who protest it are, of course, depicted as lunatics, extremists, moralists, if you will, Madame Lafarges, and so forth and so on. So that, yes, that is something that we should be aware of. And there is a group on the net, the American Society for the Defense of Tradition, Family, and Property, that has been, it's a Catholic group, but it has done yeoman work in exposing this sort of thing. So you might want to go to the website of the American TFP, it is called. TFP, Tradition, Family, and Property, and you can just read it for yourself. I don't really want to read that much more, because it is nauseating to read it, to be perfectly honest with you. But as I said, stay tuned for more. And this is why people shake their heads and say, you want God to bless America? Think God should give us a blessing and save ourselves? If we allow this sort of thing in the name of speech, in the name of freedom, in the name of expression to continue and to be paid for with taxpayers' money, then we get everything we deserve. Everything. Now, that book that I had mentioned, people are calling in. The book that I have just mentioned, On the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, and it, of course, as I said, has to do with proving the efficacy of firearms in the hands of Americans. The title of that book is America Fights Back, subtitled Armed Self-Defense in a Violent Age. Dave Workman and Alan Gottlieb have co-authored it. They're with the Second Amendment Foundation. That's the name of the book, and you can go to their website if you wish. And actually, it's SecondAmendmentFoundation.com. You might also go to SAF Alerts. That's SAF Alerts, one word, at liberty.cnet, SEANET.com. And that'll get you their alerts. This is an alert, by the way, from the Second Amendment Foundation. And that's the name of the book, America Fights Back. All right. We're going to dial up Dr. Jerry Corsi. If you got a quick question or two and you want to get on the line, then by all means, the number is 1-800-313-9443 on tonight's program, Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
Okay, we're back now, and we do have with us on the line Dr. Jerry Corsi. Hello, Dr. Corsi.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Oh, I don't know. I'm happy, though, tonight. I'm elated with the defeat, once again, of this amnesty proposal, the so-called Dream Act, which we call the Nightmare Act.
Yeah, the Freddy Krueger, too, right?
They will never. Yes.
They won't quit on this comprehensive immigration reform. It keeps coming back, and they keep trying to pass it in little pieces if they can't pass it all together.
Well, it's so insulting, and the thing is, I mean, I know my two senators, as I said, can be counted on as faithful Democrats to support whatever the party leadership wants, and because it benefits them in their state, and of course they know that the illegals now are voting in record numbers. Somehow they're getting into the system, and we know how. And, of course, they profit from it. So here they have a vested interest, figuring the people are too dumb and too dumbed down to care enough about it. Well, we're going to show them that they're wrong, that, in fact, more and more people now, because of the unemployment, because of the effect of NAFTA and free trade, so-called, and all of these other things that are hitting us now, the global agenda, that people are beginning to feel the pinch. And now they're asking questions. Why is Senator Jack Reed, why is Sheldon Whitehouse doing what he's doing? Whose interests is he really serving? Well, I'm happy to tell you, Jerry, that at least at least in some quarters, I don't have to tell you, people are finally beginning to feel the heat. And now they're transferring that heat to their Washington body. I mean, this debate that took place was just incredible. I mean, you could imagine that that just a few years ago, this sort of thing would have probably breezed right through. And it's not now. I mean, the opposition, the American people are really getting enraged about this. And now more and more are getting the word. But we need to get these people out of the Senate. We need to defeat them.
We need to
move them right out to employment in Mexico.
I agree. I mean, you know, let's outsource the Senate.
You know, let's outsource them.
Let's outsource them.
And the White House.
Let's outsource the White House,
Let's
too.
Outsource all of them. Yeah.
You know, the infuriating thing is that this is what the communists perfected as a technique. They don't take no for an answer. They just keep coming back and back and back. And it demands vigilance. We're going to have to keep watching it. There's also going to be a provision slipped in the agricultural funding bill.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to try to get some 3 million illegal aliens with an amnesty in agriculture.
Yep.
It's going to come up again and again and again. And until we can get Dick Durbin, and unfortunately, you've got to get some of the Republicans out, too, because...
Well, thank God one of them is finally leaving the Senate, but not until he did enough damage.
Well,
Mr. Hagel.
Exactly. And, you know, Jeffrey Sessions, you get a few who are really on top of the issue, and it's the American people, again, calling in, and it was ironic, you know, Rick, because I was watching Jeffrey Sessions being interviewed, and he said it irritates the senators. I mean, I thought they were there to do the will of the people, you know, it's we the people, but I think the senators, and Sessions is right, the senators think they know better than the people. They're, of course, what they're voting is their own personal pocketbook.
Well, that's the key, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it's so frustrating, but you're right. Tonight we should celebrate.
We have to pat ourselves on the back, and
right.
You and all the work that you have done with that book, of course, has reached new limits from what I see, and I'm very happy. How many copies do you know have been sold now,
well,
Jerry?
We've gone into our fourth printing.
Fourth printing.
So we're probably up to something like 60,000 books in print,
wow.
Which is just
and
huge.
That is just incredible.
It's huge. The average book sells 5,000 copies at best. And this is just a...
Well, this is in such a short time, too.
In a short time, and
yeah.
It's still selling strong. I mean, that's the... We're still getting reorders, and I was on Glenn Beck's TV show tonight, and he played the clip from Vincente Fox of the Larry King show.
And, yeah.
When Vincente Fox basically affirmed the major premises of the book, said that, yes, he and George Bush had a plan, that, you know, NAFTA was going to be extended through CAFTA down to the free trade area of the Americas to the tip of South America. And, yes, after they, you know, got through political formations of these trade agreements, they would have a regional currency. And he answered the question affirmatively. The long term, the plan was for, you know, Larry King said, "You mean like the euro dollar?"
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Vincente Fox says, "Yes, long term, yes." So that's a key thesis of the book. And after Vincente Fox admits it's true on national television with Larry King, we've got the video clip, we've got the transcript. I don't see how anybody can anymore call this conspiracy theory unless they want to call, you know, Vincente Fox and George Bush two of the chief conspirators.
Yeah.
Self-admitted.
They would have to. Yes, yes. Well, that's just unbelievable.
It's a big breakthrough, and it was a big threshold, and Glenn Beck came to he made a point of coming by and saying hello in the green room, and he told me personally that for 4 years he'd resisted the idea that there could have been a move towards the North American Union.
Uh-huh.
Because the evidence finally got overwhelming, and he just gave up. He concluded that this was the only explanation that I present in the late, great USA, at the, you know, the coming merger with Mexico and Canada. It was the only thing that made the pieces he was seeing fit together and make sense.
Well, I mean, as I say, now, you know, with the climate, the economic climate, we are in dire, dire shape here in the United States, and we know where this is headed, and we know with the dollar dropping virtually daily, that all of this is coming together at one time, and it's not an accident.
And you know, Rick, I wrote a whole chapter of the late great USA predicting the dollar collapse.
Yes.
And the dollar collapse is happening almost exactly like I predicted it. I mean, it's following script that we would never part with the dollar unless it was, you know, dramatically reduced in value. As you say, every day it's reducing in value, almost every single day hitting a new low against the euro. And the Federal Reserve's in a dilemma. They have their Federal Open Market Committee next week. Now, the stock market, which was like a huge roller coaster ride today, they put the curbs in. It was down 180 points. You know, it ended up down less than a dollar. But, I mean, this was a huge disaster today.
Mm-hmm.
If the Federal Reserve lowers rates, which the stock market is begging it to do, to go back to this, you know, why don't they put it back at zero or close to zero like Greenspan had it, and that's what the stock market wants. If that happens, the dollar just tanks totally. So they're in a dilemma. If they continue to hold the dollar, well, they want to hold the dollar. They've abandoned the dollar, the Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve wants to raise rates to bolster the dollar. Well, then the stock market will drop 1,000 points overnight.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's having disastrous effects, and it certainly was no accident. We were talking about this for years, and indeed, anyone who's a true economist knows that the end of fiat money is exactly that, its own destruction, and it has to destroy the economy.
We've just printed money, and we're printing more money now to get out of this crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I quoted Alan Blinder today, the economist at Princeton, who's on record now, in the Wall Street Journal in March,
mm-hmm.
that these so-called free trade agreements, totally unfair trade agreements, never would be accepted by classical economists, that a country like China could say its comparative advantages, that it subsidizes its currency, it uses slaves to produce the goods. Well, you know, Blinder says we'll lose 40 million jobs in the next two decades.
And mm-hmm.
as people across America find themselves, you know, with their jobs at risk, their homes at risk, working two, three jobs and a family trying to just maintain and, you know, every night worrying how they're going to meet bills, put the kids through school, put food on the table, meet the mortgage. With a fiat currency and a depreciating dollar, this gets increasingly hard to do. And the federal government continues to lie. They keep on a core inflation. They don't measure food or energy prices, and they say, well, we don't have any inflation. That's all a lie. We probably have 11% inflation right now if you measured it the way it was measured in 1980.
Higher than that, actually, and it is evident that the purchasing power has been reduced by at least one-fourth in the last few years now, probably one-third since 2000. I know you're only here for a half hour, Jerry, so I'll tell you what, we have a caller or two maybe we can squeeze in for you, okay?
That's great.
Let's do that quickly now, 800-313-9443. Here's a gentleman who always has something important to ask and say, and that's Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie.
Hi, Rick, and good evening, Dr. Corsi.
Hi, Ernie. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I generally don't watch the Glenn Beck show, but I saw the message this morning on WorldNet Daily that you were going to be on, so I tuned into the show. And to my surprise, the Glenn Beck show covered a wide range of issues from the DREAM Act, Law of the Sea Treaty, attack on Christianity, SPP, North American Union, NAFTA Superhighway, Second Amendment challenge, the gun ownership, the Katrina example, and the secession movement. Now, it's
I know for a minute there, Ernie, I was on set. I was saying this sounds like the Rick Adams show.
Oh, it did.
You know, because these are the themes that Rick has been covering for years.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. Well, it really surprised me. Plus, he gave you an assignment to do something for his website.
I had to go home and do homework. I had to write an article tonight on the Medellin case that President Bush is arguing mm-hmm. for this Mexican mm-hmm. killer on death row that he should have a new trial because he didn't get to call the Mexican consulate.
Mm-hmm.
We need to obey the UN's World Court, the International mm-hmm. Court of Justice in The Hague.
You imagine. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
We talked about that the other night because we had Joe Loy on, the father-in-law
right.
of Ignacio Ramos.
Unbelievable.
We've had him on for 2 hours with phone calls. But, no, it's this is outrageous. And, Ernie, I don't want to steal your thunder, so go ahead. Finish what you wanted to say first.
Well, exactly, Rick. We talked about that, too, and that's Dr. Corsi's assignment. But if you go back to the Bilderberg meeting at the end of May, early June, there was a great celebration by the Bilderberg meetings about the reversal by the administration on the Law of the Sea Treaty, and there was discussion about the lack of progress on the North American Union, and Henry Kissinger at this meeting, based on this write-up by Mr. Tucker on American Free Press, entitled Elite Meat Beyond Stiff Security. Well, they were talking about this American Union, exactly what Mr. Vincente Fox was talking about when Glenn Beck ran that piece from the Larry King Show. And then Mr. Fox said Mr. Chavez sort of derailed the whole thing. It was like, is Mr. Chavez saving us from this American Union and world government in our hemisphere?
Well, it was ironic because it's probably the only thing that Hugo Chavez has done that I've ever agreed with. But you remember, Ernie, and Fox was right. You remember there was that meeting, I think it was early in 2004 in Argentina, when President Bush was really pushing this free trade area of the Americas, the FTAA. He went down there with the mission to, you know, extend NAFTA. He had CAFTA. Now he wanted FTAA. And Hugo Chavez gave like a three-hour speech. He ridiculed Bush, and he broke up the whole meeting. And Vincente Fox was right. That except for that misbehavior by Hugo Chavez, Vincente Fox and George Bush would have continued on their secret plan. And this is what Vincente Fox said. Yes, we had a plan. This was our agreement that we would get FTAA, and then, you know, the regional currency would come in long term as we evolved NAFTA to a new vision. That's exactly what he said on the Larry King Show.
Precisely. And one last comment. When I looked at the vote today on the DREAM Act, and I look at these so-called conservative Republican senators, one example, the state of Utah, both Senator Bennett and Senator Hatch voted for the DREAM Act, don't we have a severe disconnect? Probably the most conservative state in the union, the state of Utah, and its own senators voting left-wing and to undermine our sovereignty. And I expect them to also support the Law of the Sea Treaty when it comes up.
Well, you know, Ernie, you've got states in the West, including Utah, increasing Hispanic illegal immigrant population being brought in to work in the, you know, this underclass exploited in the businesses. And they're moving up from California. They're moving across the country. And so these senators increasingly are being paid by the businesses, even in states like Utah, that want to exploit the underclass coming in from Mexico. There's a push. There's a great push now. I think it's the third wave of slavery pushed by our corporations for slavery. The first was before the Civil War,
right?
Antebellum South. We needed slaves to be in the southern agricultural businesses. The second was before the labor unions in the early 1900s. When the women and children were abused in the factories and in the mines. Jacob Riis's photographs documented. Of course, the labor unions, I think, probably prevented a communist revolution in the United States by demanding that labor be considered a form of capital and be justly compensated. And now we've got a new one. You know, our multinational corporations have found the final wink, wink. Hey, we don't have to be black. They don't have to be women or children. We'll just go use Chinese because nobody can see them.
Well, right, but my last comment, Dr. Corsi, I love your book. It's great. I'm looking forward to your next novel book, and I hope you cover one day the 17th Amendment and how these senators no longer represent their respective states, but they represent the international corporations in which you just described about this cheap labor, and we need to get these people back representing the states. And D.V. Kidd, who's written about this and the fraud of the 17th Amendment, perhaps one day you could do some research and find out that not three-quarters of the states ratified that Constitution. There was a fraud committed there.
Well, Ernie's right. I mean, the intent of the Constitution was that the state legislatures would appoint the senators, and the 17th Amendment changed it to popular vote. But there's several of these amendments. You know, we need to go back and look at the constitutional amendment that put in the Federal Reserve. That's another one that was not fully ratified. Exactly. And, you know, these are frauds that were perpetrated by the early globalists, the people, the early people moving for this.
14th Amendment, particularly. Yeah.
Precisely.
Yeah, and I have all the information on that, and that, you know, it's just incredible that they proclaimed something to be lawful, even though they didn't have the necessary states to enact it.
Well, the idea that we have a Federal Reserve that is a, you know, a private corporation charging us for the creation of our money is absurd. And these are fundamental issues which I can, you know, I'm continuing to bring forward. I'm staying on theme with the... You know, this whole security and prosperity partnership creating a North American Union. And when we get inroads into the television journalism with Glenn Beck on the segment tonight on the record saying that he's fine, his eyes are now open. He fought it for 4 years. And as we make, and I think Vincente Fox's book tour, when he openly admitted this, was the breaking point for people realizing that this is true.
Well, we'll see if Glenn Beck has a job pretty soon. All right, we'll be back. Thank you, Ernie, for your call.
You.
We only have a few minutes more with Dr. Corsi, so I'll take those minutes for all they're worth in just a few. We'll be back in three. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right. Hey, we're back with Dr. Corsi, and I note that Ron Paul is also making some splashes now, you know, in the media. They can no longer just totally write him off or ignore him. Last week, NBC News did this piece on Ron Paul, who, of course, is, you know, billed as someone who was at the extreme of the spectrum, but nonetheless commands an incredible following from people all over the spectrum, as you know, Dr. Corsi, and NBC had to admit that, and it's probably one of the only, if not the only, puff piece, if you will, that they will allow him to have, just to show how fair they can be. And the fact is that this has been, you know, his campaign, if nothing else, has been a campaign of victory already. Because what he has done clearly is to make my job easier and your job easier of showing the American public just how corrupt this media really and truly are, that they would play this fiddle time after time, century after century. Well, we've been lied to now for hundreds of years, really, when you come right down to it. But Ron Paul has really started a revolution, and this internet is what has really, and us, alternative radio, has made the difference, Jerry.
I agree with you. You know, Rick, the any time they allow a poll to be taken, whether it's a cell phone poll or a voting poll or a call-in poll,
yep,
Ron Paul wins. Now they say, oh, that's not scientific and all the rest, but what it shows me is that the Ron Paul supporters are the most organized,
mm-hmm,
they're the most enthusiastic, they know how to swamp these polls. I mean, I'm flying around, I would stay with you longer tonight, but I'm at a 4 o'clock in the morning airport.
Sure.
So look, I get in the airport, and I'm in some city changing planes, and the guy, mm-hmm, in front of me has got a Ron Paul t-shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not seeing Giuliani t-shirts. I'm not seeing Hillary t-shirts. I'm out there seeing the Ron Paul supporters.
Well, we've got them draped over Interstate Highway 95 here in Rhode Island and Massachusetts.
And he raised $5 million. You know, if he raises another $10 million, people are going to have to change their view of Ron Paul. And these primaries, which are coming up, can have a major upsetting effect. It doesn't matter,
mm-hmm,
who is winning in the national poll.
Mm-hmm.
These primaries, Ron Paul could do a surprising showing and could turn the whole table on Giuliani and the other, you know, so-called, you know, yeah, leading candidates, top-tier candidates.
Mm-hmm.
Giuliani does not have a chance of winning. I think the problem is the major, you know, the conservative moral majority, the values voters will sit out Giuliani.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Ron Paul has got the possibility, and he's been so strong from the beginning on issues about the North American Union, NAFTA superhighways. He's been out front in saying that this entire Security and Prosperity Partnership is a plan just like the European Union to covert the sovereignty of the United States. And he's going to put that issue on the agenda, and I think we should support him on that.
Well, absolutely. Plus, he's, you know, for an anti-internationalist interventionist foreign policy. America first. Let's get back to solving our nation's problems. Get the federal government out of so many areas and back to its constitution. And we'll have a freer, more prosperous nation as we once did. And that's the whole message.
He'd also eliminate the Federal Reserve.
Absolutely. And that came out in the report. And to some people, that may be extreme. But to those who know better, no, that's just getting back to America.
And there's the other candidate. I think we should take a closer look at Duncan Hunter, Tom Tancredo, even Mike Huckabee, I think, ought to be gaining. But, you know, Ron Paul, and this, the support behind Ron Paul has a committed enthusiasm I've not seen since the support behind Ross Perot.
Absolutely. And it really is making a difference. When you come back again, Jerry, I know you'll have much more to tell us and much more to discuss on the NAU. So have a good trip and be safe and keep the good work up. Jerry Corsi.
Thank you, Rick. Always a great honor and pleasure to be with you.
Thank you. We'll talk again. Bless
you. Thank you.
All right. Okay, we'll be back. Hour number two. Comments, suggestions, much more.